Title: Offbeat Percussion Strategies from Dancehall Advanced. Alright, let's build a drum and bass roller that moves like it's got attitude, not just speed. Today's focus is dancehall logic, deceptively simple offbeat percussion, tons of negative space, and that talking percussion vibe, where the little hits answer the kick and snare instead of piling on top of them. When you bring that mindset into 174 BPM DNB, you get forward pull and swing without cluttering the break. By the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar drum phrase that evolves like real rolling drum and bass, not a 1 bar loop that gets old after 10 seconds. Step 0. Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Name the track Drums Main. Start with a 2 bar MIDI clip. Keep your grid at 16th notes, but get comfortable nudging notes off grid later. That's where the lean lives. Step 1. The foundation. Kick and snare that leaves space. Go classic DNB backbone. Put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4 in the bar. In Ableton terms, that's 2.1 and 4.1. For kick, start simple. Put a kick on 1.1. Then add a second kick around 3.1 or maybe 3.3, depending on whether you want it straighter or a little more skippy. Here's the key mindset. Do not overprogram the kick. Dancehall percussion needs room to speak. If your kick pattern is already doing gymnastics, your offbeat system is going to feel like a traffic jam. On the drum rack track, add an EQ8. Do a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 HC just to clean up subrumble. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%, and if you use boom, keep it subtle. Transients can go up a bit if your hits need bite, but don't turn it into brittle clickland. Step 2. Pick the right percussion sources. Dancehall offbeats are usually tight, mid-range focused perks that read on small speakers. Think rimshots, cross sticks, clave, woodblock, shaker or cabossa, short conga or tom taps, and maybe a tiny metallic click. In your drum rack, add 3 to 5 dedicated percussion pads. Label them in your head as rolls. This is important. Think in lanes, not layers. You want an anchor lane, one recurring offbeat sound that listeners can latch onto, like a rim or wood. A conversation lane, the pickups and answers around the snare. And an air lane, shakers or ticks that appear in short bursts. Not all the time. If a sound starts doing two jobs, it usually gets loud and messy. On each pad, keep it tight. In simpler, keep warp off for one shots. Shorten the decay, add EQ8 per pad and cut unnecessary lows. For shakers and clave, don't be afraid to high pass up at 150 to 300 HC. If a rim or wood needs presence, add a touch of saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Step 3. The main concept. Offbeat answers, not constant 16ths. This is where a lot of people blow it. They hear dancehall and they fill every gap with 16th shakers, extra clicks, extra ghost snares, and suddenly the groove is just noisy. Instead, you're going to play strategic offbeat hits that respond. Start with the end of the beat logic. In 4/4, that's the offbeats. 1.2, 2.2, 3.2, 4.2 if you're thinking in 8th notes. DNB translation. Put a tight rim or wood on 1.2 and 3.2 first. Just those two hits can create a whole forward pull if they're voiced right. Now add syncopation carefully. Maybe a rim late pickup here and there. Maybe a clave that hits once per bar, but changes position so it feels like a drummer talking, not a robot looping. And leave holes on purpose. Silence is part of the rhythm. Next, build question and answer around the snare. This is one of the most powerful dancehall ideas you can steal. Frame the snare with tiny perks. Put a quiet pickup 1/16th before the snare, like 1.4.4 leading into 2.1. Then put a slightly louder answer 1/16th after the snare, like 2.1.2. Do the same concept around the second snare in the phrase. And here's a coach note that will save you time. Check for flam risk. At 174 BPM, a pre-snare hit can accidentally sound like a messy flam rather than a deliberate pickup. If it feels flammy, you have 3 quick fixes. Move it earlier so it's further away from the snare, or keep it where it is and make it way quieter, or shorten the sample envelope so it's more of a tick than a second snare. And if it feels too invisible, don't just crank the volume. Try making it brighter with EQ so it reads without stepping forward. Step 4. Humanize it but keep it tight. This is the advanced sauce. You want movement without turning it into drunken funk. First, use the groove pool. Open groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing. Try 55 to 60, or use an SP 1200 swing variant if you want grittier timing feel. Apply groove mainly to your percussion notes, not your kick and snare. In most DNB, The kick and snare are the grid. Your perks and hats are the dancers around the grid. Start with groove settings like timing 20 to 40%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 2 to 8%. Then listen. If the groove gets lazy, pull it back. If it feels stiff, push timing up a bit. Then micro time by hand, but only a few hits. Pick 1 to 3 notes and nudge them in milliseconds. Try pushing a clave a little early, like 5 to 12 milliseconds early. Then pull a shaker hit a little late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds late. That small push-pull creates the illusion of a living percussionist leaning into the pocket. Step 5, probability and velocity, the never copy-pasted trick. If you're on live 11 or later, use no chance. Your anchor offbeats should be 100%. That's your identity. But your spice hits, the little pickups and extrancers, set them to like 55 to 80%. You'll get variation every loop without changing the core groove. Now velocity shaping. This is swing you can actually hear. Don't just randomize. Draw a contour. A strong rule. Use contrast velocity, not just swing. Make your anchor offbeat medium, not maximum. Then let one post-snare answer be the loudest percussion event in that bar. That creates direction. It's like the groove is speaking in sentences, not just tapping. As a starting range, anchor hits might be around 90 to 110. Ghosts and pickups might be 25 to 60. Shakers, if you bring them in, maybe 35 to 75 with accents. Step 6. Make it DNB by integrating with a break, without clutter. If you're using a break like Amen or Think, put it on an auto track called Break. EQ it so it supports your drums. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz so your kick and sub have room. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 400. Keep the break present, but not fighting your new offbeat system. If your perks are stepping on the snare, you can sidechain them slightly. Put a compressor on a percussion bus keyed from the snare and just use 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Gentle. You're not pumping. You're making space. And arrangement matters. Roller logic is phrase logic. Bars 1 to 4, minimal offbeats, just the anchor and maybe one answer. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the shaker in short bursts and add a couple chance-based pickups. Then do a small dropout, like pulling the shaker for half a bar, so the groove resets and hits again. Step 7. Dancehall flavor with delay throws, but DNB tight. Create a return track called a perk DLY. Put delay or echo on it. Try 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Keep feedback around 15 to 35%. You want rhythmic pings, not a wash. After the delay, add auto filter. High pass somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz so low mid junk doesn't build up. Low pass around 3 to 7k Hz to keep it tucked behind the transient. Add a small room reverb very subtly if you want a little tail, then utility to keep the return under control. Important. Only send selected hits to the delay. Usually the post-snare answer is perfect. That creates the classic dancehall ping, but in a way that still respects the 174 BPM transient grid. A fun advanced trick from the coaching notes. Call in mono, response in stereo. Keep the anchor rim dry and mono. Let only the responses feed the stereo delay. Now it literally sounds like a conversation in the mix. Step 8. Bus your perks and glue them like a record. Route your percussion pans to a group or bus called Perk Bus. On that bus, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz depending on whether you're Tom, as intentional low body. If things get harsh, notch or gently dip in the 3 to 6 kHz zone. Add saturator with 2 to 8 dB of drive, maybe soft clip if you're pushing it. Add glue compressor, just kissing it, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto. This is to gel, not to smash. If your perks are too spiky, a little drum bus transient control can tame them or sharpen them. Small moves, and keep mono discipline below the click zone. Anything with meaningful energy under about 250 to 300 Hz should be mono or very narrow. If you want width, do it on a parallel return that's high passed, so the low mid stays solid and your bass and snare stay focused. Now let's do a quick mini exercise you can finish in 15 to 25 minutes. Start with a 2-bar drum clip at 174 with only kick and snare. Add a rim on 1.2 and 2.2 at 100% chance. Add two pickups. 1.4.4 at low velocity and 2.1.2 higher velocity. Add a clave that hits once per bar, but change where it lands between bar 1 and bar 2. Put chance on one of those clave hits at around 60 to 80%. Apply MPC 16 swing 57 to percussion notes only. Timing 30%, velocity 15, random 5. Create your filtered delay return and send only the post-snare rim into it. Then expand the clip to 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, minimal. Bars 5 to 8. Add shaker as an air lane, with accents, and one or two extra chance hits. Then bounce it and ask yourself one question. Does it roll harder with fewer notes? If yes, you got the concept. Before we wrap, two quick advanced variations if you want to push it. 1. The one bar shift trick. Keep your anchor stable for a couple bars, then shift it by 1/16th for only one bar, like bar 4 or bar 8, then return. It creates tension like a DJ edit without adding new sounds. 2. Triplet bait, microdose. Add a single triplet pickup into the snare once every 4 bars, super low velocity. It hints at Caribbean rhythmic elasticity, while staying DNB tight. And one last mix check that's brutally honest. A slash B with hats muted. Mute hats and shakers for 10 seconds. If the groove still pulls forward, your offbeat placements are doing real work. If it collapses, you are relying on constant top end instead of rhythm design. Recap. Dancehall-inspired offbeat percussion in drum and bass is about strategic offbeats, call and response, and space. Keep kick and snare stable. Swing and humanize the perks, not the backbone. Use groove pool, chance, velocity contouring, and filter delay throws to create motion without mess. And arrange in phrases, 8 to 16 bars, so it evolves like proper rolling bass music. If you want to go further, export a screenshot of your MIDI with the velocity lane visible, and I'll tell you exactly which two or three notes to move for maximum forward pull.